welcome to the Good News Show. I'm your host, Terry Modica.
Hi, in this session of the Good News Ministries course on how to hear the Holy Spirit, I'd like to address a concern that many people have. We as Christians want to do God's will. We don't want to stray from God's will. It's important to us. It's important to you, or you wouldn't be taking this course. And so we become afraid of, am I hearing the Holy Spirit or not? Should I go ahead and do what I feel inspired to do, what I think might be the Holy Spirit? Because if it's just my imagination, then I better not do it. I really don't want to go against God's will. I want Him to tell me what to do. I want Him to be clear about it. And so I'm not going to move until I'm sure, or, you know, I'm afraid that I'm going to err. I'm going to not follow His will, His guidance. And that paralyzes us. It's a good fear in the sense that we know God knows what's best for us and the best plan and how to use our gifts and talents or how to solve a problem, whatever it is that we're seeking His will on. But on this side of heaven, none of us are going to hear Him perfectly. So what we need to do is learn how to trust the Holy Spirit working in our mistakes. Now let me make a difference right now between sin and mistake. A sin is when we know God's will and we freely choose to do it otherwise. We freely choose to do something different, to rebel against what we know is God's will. But when we don't know what His will is, if we don't have that clarity and we attempt to do what's right, but it turns out it's not what God's will is, it's not a sin, it's just a mistake. And guess what? We learn from our mistakes. We learn from our failures. A failure is not bad. A failure is just an adjustment. It's an indication that it's time to make an adjustment. Not to feel bad about ourselves for failing at doing God's will or failing at whatever we're trying to do. It's just time to make an adjustment, a course correction, spending more time with God in prayer perhaps, or going to a spiritual director or a friend who's good at listening to the Holy Spirit. It just means that we don't have the whole picture yet, and we need to keep working at that whole picture. One of my favorite sayings or inspirations that helps me is just do it. If I prayed about something and I'm turning it over to the Lord and saying, you know, I want to do your will, I'm not sure if what I'm getting in my thoughts are really from you, Holy Spirit, but if it doesn't go against Scripture and it doesn't go against church teaching, and we're using our best ability to discern correctly, if things seem to be okay to do and you're just not sure if it's really from the Holy Spirit, just do it. Because what happens then is if we are going down the wrong path, if we're making a mistake, the Holy Spirit will correct us. The Holy Spirit will get through to us, and He'll keep trying. And He knows how to do it. He is not a dictator who says, I'm going to send you a fax or an email or a text message explaining the whole plan to you. Rather, He wants us to be in partnership with Him, making some of the decisions ourselves. And if it turns out to be a decision He can celebrate, the Holy Spirit, God, Jesus will celebrate it with us. And if it's something that we need to make an adjustment on, we'll be guided in how to make that adjustment if we keep praying. Now, some people have the opposite problem. Instead of being hesitant to do it. They want to rush into it. I'm like that. I get so filled with an inspiration. The Holy Spirit's energy is so alive with an idea in me that I just want to rush right in and get it done. The energy moves me into wanting to do it and to get right on it. But the Holy Spirit might be saying, well, slow down. It's not time yet. I'm revealing a plan to you because I'm entrusting the plan to you, but it's not time yet. Just wait on my timing. Wait on a door of opportunity to open. Don't force any opportunities. One of my favorite prayers is, Lord, help me, and I do this every morning. Lord, help me to do today what you want me to do, nothing more and nothing less. May your adventure in proceeding forward with the Holy Spirit be something that's full of learning and fun.